The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this question. Do you know what document contains these words that I just read? It could just be that your life and the life of your children depends on it. John Jay was one of America's founders who would become the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. His great wisdom guided us in those early years as our Constitution was being tested. His understanding of liberty and how it passed to the next generation is so powerful and pertinent to our present day. He wisely stated, quote, "But let it be remembered that whatever marks of wisdom may be in your Constitution, yet, like the forms of our first parents before their Maker breathed into them the breath of life, it is yet to be animated. From the people, it must receive its spirit." He continued, "Vice, ignorance, and lack of vigilance will be the only enemies able to destroy it. Every member of the state ought diligently to read and to study the Constitution. By knowing their rights, they will sooner perceive when those rights are violated and be the better prepared to defend them. Hence, it becomes," he said, "the common duty to unite in subduing those unrestrained by morality and thereby diffusing the blessings of peace." So what was John Jay's standard of morality? On April 15, 1818, he wrote, "Natural laws and morality are given by the sovereign of the universe to all mankind. These and all other positive laws or ordinances must of necessity be consistent with the moral law." By the phrase natural laws and morality, he was referring to the moral laws of God summed up in the Ten Commandments. John Jay believed what the Bible says of its moral statements, that is, "the entrance of thy words giveth light." In coming to accept Christianity as the truth, Jay stated, "In forming and settling my belief relative to the doctrines of Christianity, I adopted no articles from creeds but such only as on careful examination I found to be confirmed by the Bible." With John Jay, as almost all of America's founders, the Bible was the standard for what was moral or immoral. In accepting a different standard today, for example, one that says homosexuality is normal, we give in to the gender agenda designed to break down America's morality, which will create chaos, which will give opportunity for martial law, which will allow the rising of a socialist dictator. John Jay warned us of giving in to the unbeliever's thinking about morality. He reminded us that, quote, "The Constitution, however, has wisely declared that the liberty of conscience thereby granted shall not be so construed as to excuse acts of licentiousness." Only a return to the Bible as our moral anchor can save us from chaos and its fruit, destruction. Our ignorance of the Bible is what is destroying us right now. The Bible reveals that, quote, "fools despise instruction and wisdom." Will we turn back to our original source of liberty, the Bible, in order to be delivered from political destruction? John Jay's last words point the way. When asked if he had any last words for his children, he responded simply, but oh, so profoundly, "They have the book." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.